What's happening? On today's show, I'm going to be playing you some of my stuff, maybe 10 tracks. I'm going to make sure they are all originals. Not necessarily my favorites, you know, I'm not scrutinizing it that much. I'm just picking out 10 that I like. And I've been recording since 2005 and it's now 2022. I've written over close to 80 songs, so it's difficult to go in and pick out 10. That's what I'm going to try to do. And I'm going to start out with a song called Fast Train. It's on my 2017 release called Humanize. It's about a guy that gets partying too hard in Macon, Georgia. And the police get onto him, man. So his only escape out is to haul ass to the train. That's why it's called Fast Train.
Took a fast train out of Macon, trying to get across the county line. You know the state police done took exception to my good time. I got a roll, I got a fire burning in my soul. Gonna hear those cross ties humming, trying to live real low. Left the trail of real hot women and lots of empty bottles of wine. All I hear are sirens chasing after my hide.
Studios had me a real good band when we went in there. I'd given them the songs. They were pretty well rehearsed. And what's the key to anything when you go into the studio and record is you got to have a killer, and you take a band in there, you got to have a killer bass player and a killer drummer. And I did on that with Ron Osborne on drums and John Dees on bass. And I played rhythm on that track, and that's the live part of that track. And then I brought in a couple of the guys to finish it up. But that's on my 2017 CD called Humanize, and Highway 58's on that also, and that's always been one of my top sellers. I want to play a song I recorded in 2014. It's called Looking for My Freak Flag. You know, used to be a saying on the weekends, you know, I'm going to let my freak flag fly. Well, this guy lost his freak flag, man, and he just sitting around bored, and he decided he better find that son of a bitch, man. So he went looking for it, and that's what this song's all about.
Mm-hmm. the ground running. Gonna be a stone cold wild child.
Studio here in Fresno in 2014. That's AC Miles on that lead guitar. He had just been on European tour with John Nemeth for about 3 months and just got back, and his chops were smoking, as you can tell in that track. And those keyboards are by Dave Wallace from here in Fresno. It's got a good B3 sound on it. Don Heflin laid the bass down here from in Fresno, and Bill Sayre on the drums, and I'm doing the rest, all the harmonies and stuff. The next song is called Standing in the Shadows. It's from my 2006 release, The Real Stuff. But Standing in the Shadows was actually recorded in Porterville first. Porterville, California, at the Soundgarden, on a big analog board and analog tape. Got it done and didn't like the drum sound. Got these big tapes, man. These like VHS tapes you put in a VHS machine back in the day. And took it to Fast Tracks, where he had a machine I could put those tapes in and import it into Pro Tools, and that's what we did. And then we were able to fatten up the drums and get everything sounding better. And then I brought a sax player in to do the sax solo on this. Standing in the Shadows, I'd have to say, if somebody asked me what my favorite song was that I've written, it's probably going to be this one. It's a song about hope. It's a song about beating addiction. It's a song about getting out of a bad relationship. All those things.
Been standing in the shadows, been standing in the some. Wasn't sure where I might go. Might go north, might go south, but I'm heading on down this road. Been standing in the shadows for way too long. Been standing in the shadows in a deep dark fall. I've been trying to find a reason. I've been trying to find a cause. Been standing in the shadows. Been standing in the shadows.
On my 2006 release called The Real Stuff, my first release. Interesting side note to that track is that that's one of the last tracks we cut in the sessions over in Porterville. I had two sessions, and that was the last track we cut. And it wasn't very well rehearsed. I kind of went over it with them a little bit at the start, and then we just launched into it. And the basic tracks is what we came out with. If you're interested in that chick singing at the end, whose killer is Joanne Stevens, and she actually got offered a deal in Nashville, and she wanted a package deal with her husband to go back there, and he's a good bass player, but they only wanted her, so she turned it down. Next song I want to play is Going South. It's off my 2008 release, Human Project 2, Humanized, recorded by Say. I work with a guy called Dana Long, the most talented guy I've ever worked with. And, of course, I was born in the South. I lived in Georgia and Alabama before I moved out here to California. And all this song is about is going back South.
Thank you. Tennessee whiskey. And I knew right then I wasn't going up there. I made my way on back to Memphis. And I got myself right down on Beale. When the B.B. King's new nightclub. Got myself some real cold beer. Mr. King was playing that Gibson.
That's on my 2008 release, Human Project 2, Humanized. Worked with Dana Long again. He's one of the most talented guys I've worked with. He's on drums there, and he's playing those congas, and he also puts that lead in there. I'm playing rhythm. I've got John Dees on bass. I've got Tom Scott on keyboards there. And Gina Taylor's doing some backup vocals. She's from that area there, too. And I'm doing all the rest. And I sent that to Sterling Sound in New York City. Had it mastered. Had the whole CD mastered there. So that's a big-time release. There's 10 songs on that CD. I wrote all the songs on there. That's really one of the CDs combined with the first that got me in the Blues Hall of Fame as a songwriter. I was nominated by a guy out of Louisiana. I want to play a song off my 2014 release again. It's called Human's Last Stand, and the song's called Juke Joint Showdown. It's about Jimmy B and Johnny down there, and of course they're fighting over this chick called Jadine. And, you know, just let the song play out, and you'll see how it ends. Juke Joint Showdown.
Here we go. We'll Jimmy B's old Johnny down at the Jew joint parking lot. They just looked at each other and didn't speak a lot. There was bad blood brewing written all over their face, and the Jew joint jumping was far from amazing grace. There was no crossing the plains. Now you know Jay Dean was the cause. He was all of my class white trash, starting up all kinds of trouble. She knew she had a real fine ass, but she pretty much belonged to Jimmy. But she liked to have a real good time. But you know this type of action wasn't good for the ties that bind. Wasn't good for the ties that bind.
To get to that point, it actually was in three different studios. It started out in Visalia, it ended up in Fresno at a studio, and then it ended up in Fresno at another studio. Kept working on it, kept getting it like I wanted it, until finally we ended up with that version, and it do tell quite a story. This next song's off my 2017 release, Humanize. Is called Got Myself in Trouble. And the dude, man, he ended up in this town. He just started drinking and partying. And, you know, check the lyrics out and you'll see what happened.
Got myself in trouble, but I don't remember when.
trouble, and I don't know where I've been. Got this brown paper bag, don't remember when. It was long after midnight when I laid my money down. Sun up, or I take a look around.
I said I was going to only play all of my songs that I wrote. I'm going to make one exception. I did a song at Cobalt Studios in Fresno in 2011. No, maybe 14. And it's a Beatles song. It's a Lennon-McCartney song. It's called Norwegian Wood. Difficult to do. I thought it might be easy, but it wasn't. It's very sparse. I'm playing a Gibson 12-string and a little percussion work and doing all the vocals. And I got my friend David Brown to play the mandolin on it, and he had this old family heirloom mandolin. I think it was a Gibson mandolin, but anyway, he adds a real nice touch to it. So here's Norwegian Wood.
Once had a girl, or should I say, she once had me. She showed me her room, isn't it good, it's Norwegian wood. She asked me to stay and she told me to sit anywhere. So I looked around and I noticed there wasn't a chair. I sat on a rug, biding my time, drinking her wine. We talked until two, and then she said, it's time for bed.
morning and started to laugh. I told her I didn't and crawled off to sleep in the bath. And when I awoke, I was alone. This bird had flown. So I lit a fire. Isn't it good? It's Norwegian wood.
Human's Last Stand. For a long time, that was one of my top downloads for years, and still can be up in there, but obviously at one point a lot of people liked that song. I'm going back to 2006, The Real Stuff. This track's called Highfalutin Mama. This is pretty much live in the studio. I didn't do too much dubbing on this. I did the vocal and again, and some harmonies and stuff like that. It's kind of a party song, so you might want to turn it up.
She's going out, it's Saturday night. Get her spot, you know it is, on the corner. And she gets it nice and hot with a short skirt on and a tank top too. She's a highfalutin mama and she's looking for you. She gets a show set up with all the frilly lace. She's got in her pocket a big bag of purple haze. You know she's a mess, and she likes it this way. She's a highfalutin mama and she parties all night and day.
She got a big bag of purple haze. Mercy. I'm going to play a song I recorded in my home studio. None of these, all of these have been studio stuff, but this one kind of came out good. It goes way back to like 2008. And I recorded the basic tracks in the home studio and took it to a keyboard player's house and just had him plug right into my Boss BR-1600 and put the key track down. And it's a raging Hammond solo in there, Tom Scott from Fresno. And it's about truckers, man. It's called 18 Wheels and what they have to go through, you know, to make a living. Dodging scales and popping white. Here you go.
Dust melting out smoke. Driving after midnight, got a real big load. Dodging all the scales, sticking to the back roads. Yeah. Enough money to get the job done right, so we drive these rigs and try to keep them out of sight. And drive to the border around the neon lights, popping them pills, and we know it ain't right. It just ain't right. Make a living, he's gotta do what he's gotta do. And these outlaw ways sometimes pull a man right on through. You gotta go through darkness before you finally can see some light. And these 18 wheels keep on rolling through the night. Not a blacktop road, stirring up dust, belching out smoke. Driving after midnight, got a real big load. Dodging all the scales, sticking to the back roads. Yeah.
closes out with Highway 58. Over the past 3-4 years, always my top selling song. Recorded at Pyramid. It's about going to Vegas, going down Highway 99, get down to Bakersfield, take the Highway 58 turn off, and you head toward Barstow, Mojave. And it gets trippy out there, man. You get out there by Baker. That's where all the UFO sightings are. Area 51. Real trippy out there. And then you keep going. You get on Highway 15 and you roll on into Vegas. But this dude, he's going to Vegas. He's experiencing all that. Of course, he's got some problems too, man. If you've got any kind of problems at all and you want to get them cured, maybe, you go to Vegas. Highway 58.
Stretch a highway on Highway 58, just outside Barstow. I got feelings I can't shake. Tumbleweeds rolling across this desolate old road. My mind's in overdrive. You explode. It's a strong pull out of Mojave toward that Sin City town. Can get rid of the blues, spread them all over that town. You can get what you want, they won't even know your name. You can put out that fire, it might even stop you from going insane. Highway, doing what you gotta do. The pull's way too strong, but you just gotta see it through. You hoping you gon' get cleansed, you hoping you gon' get wet, you hoping you don't go off that deep end, you hoping for that
explode.
Thanks for joining me and listening to my music, Human Project Music. I got the nickname The Human in my 20s for various reasons. Anyway, so when I record and I get involved in a project, I call it The Human Project. So I hit you with some songs here, and I haven't done a show of my own music in a while. So thanks for indulging, and we'll get back on track with normal shows sometime next week. Catch you next time.
I'm rolling down Highway 99, heading for the coast, gonna have a good time. I got my woman sitting next to me, real short skirt, and she aims to please. Pedal to the floor and I'm letting this red fit roll. I got the stereo on and the rag top down, engine tacked up, what an awesome sound. I know my place is waiting for me. We can have a good time, let our spirits run free. I said pedal to the floor and I'm letting this red fit roll. Short skirt.